to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So this week, we're doing something really fun. I've got the opportunity to talk to Jenny Yusei, who not only is a phenomenal realtor, she's a data geek with me on the DMAR Market Trends Committee, but she's got a brokerage of, what did you say, 16? I mean, the number just keeps growing every time I talk to you, so I just had to double check. 16 agents in your brokerage, you're continuing to grow, continuing to hire, and you do it through such an organic growth. You do it through loving on your agents who in turn love on their clients. And I know that you've got phenomenal resources that you put out on your website, on your blogs, you throw in the market trends data. I mean, you really are all about information sharing and helping your clients make the best decision for their family and their financial future. I just love that about you.
Oh, thank you, Nicole, and thanks for having me. I can't get enough data, and there's so much good data out there now.
There is. There absolutely is. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because we've actually talked about becoming a neighborhood expert or taking advantage of when your buyer's stressed out and they can't find that perfect home, have them flip to a different neighborhood. What's the up-and-coming neighborhood next to it, or what might be similar but maybe not as popular yet, or whatever that looks like. And you do that already. Like, you already have a ton of neighborhood information on your blogs, on your website. So I couldn't help but think of you. And I wanted you to share, you know, some of the things that you're seeing from the data perspective as far as which neighborhoods might be really hot, and then some alternatives for how you're talking to your clients to get them to kind of bridge that gap in such a competitive market.
Yes. So Denver overall, last year in 2020, averaged an appreciation of 8.7%. Phenomenal. Denver on the whole, both attached and detached, really performed well despite everything that was going on. Some of the places I want to highlight that just knocked it out of the park, top five zip codes that appreciated last year were 80113. So that's kind of your Inglewood and Cherry Hills area. And that came in at 24.5%, appreciated 24.5%. Unbelievable. Second best was 23.5, and that's the Littleton Greenwood Village area, zip code 80121. At 22.9, we have kind of out by the airport in Byers, Colorado, and that's 80103. And then at 20.6%, still not too shabby, we have 80019, also towards the airport. And those are kind of the track home builders that are building out there, the David Weekleys, Richmond, D.R. Horton, Oakwood. And then our top five coming in fifth is Arvada at 18.4. So a lot of the areas right outside the core kind of Denver neighborhoods all experienced quite a bit of appreciation, which is so exciting to see our city growing and also kind of tracking where the population's moving to.
When you think of 20%, I mean, you have to put that in perspective for a second, right? I mean, especially when you're talking about, you said track homes in the same sentence that you said 20% growth. When you have somebody that is looking at a home, let's just say it's a $400,000 home and they put 3 or 5% down, so maybe they put, what would that be, $20,000 down on a home, $400,000, and they just gained $80,000? That's game-changing for somebody that maybe they stretched themselves a little bit to get into that $400,000 home. I mean, it's really an opportunity for creating wealth right now. And it won't always be this big, and you don't want it to always be this big, but it's not going to go negative. It's just going to slow down. So that growth is real.
But to your point, Nicole, you always say, like, jump on that appreciation train wherever you can, right? Get into the market, let your asset and your money and your wealth rise with the market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And you have some other areas that you like as well, even beyond that, that have some opportunities.
I do. So I call it my honorable mention. Zip code 80220 is the Hilltop, Pale, and Montclair area. And we've really seen that area come alive in the last few years with the retail development that happened at 9th and Colorado. It was a little bit kind of halted in the last year with the pandemic, but you have some great retailers over there that is making those neighborhoods even more walkable than they were before. So that's a really fun kind of niche that's still close to the city if you have a client looking.
What would you say, because we all have clients right now, whether you're listening to this and you're a lender or an affiliate, you're working with buyers who are struggling to get their contract accepted, or if you're a real estate agent, you're certainly feeling that pain. What would you say if you were working with buyers who are struggling to find the house of their dreams in the neighborhood that they want?
Oh, it is a struggle we have all experienced in the last year and still today. One trick that I call it a trick. One option you have is to set up a search for days on market that are a bit longer than the average for the area. So I'll even start with, you know, homes that have been on the market for 10 plus days. And if your client's target amount is maybe 400,000, if they're looking for homes that are on the market the first weekend, you might need to dial that down a little and look at homes that are maybe more closely priced around 350 or 375 so that you have that room to escalate and negotiate. But the trick is, if you start looking at homes that are on the market a little bit longer, you might be able to actually increase the purchase price and start looking at homes that are maybe 410, 415, 425, knowing that you might actually have some room to bring the price down. So when you're out of luck and you're feeling like there's no homes that you like coming on the market, sometimes it's a good time to actually take a look back and see what's still on the market. I know people think they're terrible homes sometimes if it's been on the market for 10 days, but sometimes it just got missed, or maybe they didn't have photos that were great right off the bat. So that's kind of one of my little tricks that I've been using to find some more inventory. And then for what it's worth, condos. There's a great amount of inventory in the condo and attached market. You know, maybe a single family home is what you start looking for, but you branch out and explore townhomes or maybe condos with large terraces if you're looking for that outdoor space.
People that live in condos are not going away. They're going to want to go back out to experience the plays and the bars and the restaurants. They're just being tempered at the moment, right? I mean, they didn't become introverts. They're still extroverts. They're going to want to do that. What are some ways that you're using to reframe how a buyer looks at their ideal neighborhood?
You know, with my buyers, I like to really start with their priorities, right? We're all in the housing market for different reasons. Maybe it's a first-time home buyer and they're just trying to jump on that appreciation train. Or maybe they're moving because of school districts, or they have financial priorities that they're trying to have some sort of return by a certain time. Or maybe it's because you want to buy and then turn it into a rental and then move again in a year. So I think really identifying that priority on why you're in the market is such an important piece, and sometimes missed as a first step, because it's just so darn exciting to look at houses. I'm guilty of it for sure. I love scrolling through photos, but to really get clear on what that priority is, and then you can find what meets that. You know, maybe walkability is the most important piece of it. And it's just having that lifestyle where you can walk on Sunday morning to coffee, or maybe it is the school district, right? So just kind of finding that priority for you and then backing into what neighborhoods can fit your priorities.
That's incredible advice. And you're absolutely right, because it's almost like the internet has made everything so easy to do searches. They zero in on something, maybe for the wrong reasons, but then they're locked in. And you're like, but why is that important to you? Such an incredibly strong conversation to have, especially in this market that we're in. You brought this up, which was a phenomenal question to ask. You know, you said, well, what if it is something that they want to turn into a rental down the road? What neighborhoods are you keeping in mind and sharing with your buyers if they do want to specifically buy something that they want to convert into a rental a year or two from now?
Ooh, I love the investment conversation. So personally, as a real estate investor, I love to stay near those economic centers that are really strong. So whether that be kind of universities, hospital settings, government centers, military bases, anywhere where jobs will kind of be there no matter what, where people will be moving and coming in and out of the city just as a kind of function of that area. So some areas that I really like right now are kind of out by Aurora, by the Anschutz Medical Center, and then also going further east to the Buckley Air Force Base. Those are awesome areas that have kind of steady appreciation and also a steady amount of foot traffic between hospital employees and military personnel. And then I also really love Arvada area and over by Regis University. But with the inventory so low, those have been tough neighborhoods to kind of get a foothold in for investors. I could talk about this all day. I love finding the little pockets of town where investments can still make sense.
I could talk about this as well. And I love Aurora. I love what they're doing. I love how diversified it is and all the money that they're putting back into the infrastructure. It really is only going to continue to improve, which is such an opportunity for somebody that's holding a long-term rental property. So with that, Jenny, phenomenal information for our clients, phenomenal information for the real estate agents to get an opportunity to watch this video. Any parting words before we say goodbye?
Just jump in, right? Jump in with 2 feet. I don't think this market's going anywhere anytime soon. So it's exciting times for Denver real estate.
It is. It absolutely is. And then when you're working with these buyers who are getting frustrated, and I get it, and it's going to be a while left before we can right size this inventory issue that we've got going on. It's not going to be a flip of the switch. It's going to take some time. And so you have to be what you're being is proactive with ideas and engagement and creativity with your clients in order to keep them engaged, right?
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.